All right, so we're just trying to connect back over here. We started with Sugi, we're doing on before the Yontif was on Dalai Lama Beis. And that's the Gemara Dalai Lama Beis, Duhei, looking for the Issa Chametz Misheisho Lamala. And that whole discussion is focused on placing the mitzvah of Tashbisu on Yud Dalid from Chatzos. And all different kinds of proofs of how you know when Ach Bayom HaRishon is Yud Dalid, and determining that it's in the middle of Yud Dalid. Okay, but the Gemara and Chof Ches, the Mishnah and Chof Ches, and the Gemara and Chof Ches on the base take up seemingly more direct approach to the Isser of Chametz on Yud Dalid. So let's go through. So what I'd like to do is we have to try to figure out the relationship between the Tashbisu and the Lav. And we'll see. It's an interesting sugya. I'd like to just really just go straight through this whole Gemara, through Chof Ches on the base. Some interesting stuff going on there. And then maybe it's a big sugya. It's a much bigger sugya than I realized. Yeah, a bit more focusing on the Balamor, the Ramban, back on the Psak. Okay, so let's just take it again. So, as we did a little bit over Yantar, so it'll be a little bit bizarre for some guys here. But the mission is like this: Chametz shel Nochri she'ovrelov haPesach muter b'hano v'shel Yisrael oser b'hano she'nemar lo yeroel l'chos se'or. So the Mishnah says, strange din. Chametz of a non-Jew that after Pesach, meaning that yeah, he owned it during Pesach, so now after Yontif, it's muter b'hano. Okay. Because it said, but Yisrael's chametz that's over a lot of Pesach is also b'hano. Because it, as it says, lo yeroel l'cho se'or. So it's a difficult Mishnah. Difficult Mishnah saying that what? That what? There's an iser hanah of chametz shel Yisrael shavu'ot Pesach, and that is related to the iser of vayirah bayimah. Say, but Akum, there's no violation of vayirah bayimah on the chametz shel Nochri. Okay, what does that have to do with la'achar Pesach? The Rashi says basically that it's a knas. Okay. Because what is the fact that there's an Isser on what is the Isser of Vayirah Vayimatzeh have to do with Lachas Man? Right? So that only makes sense, Bidin Knas. Okay, but anyway, the Gemara doesn't get to that conclusion for quite a while. It's always interesting when Rashi decides to give to tell you the whole secret of when he says the common, the Gemara first, the common. Okay, so the Gemara is like this: Mani Masnisin, Lo Rabbi Yehuda, Lo Rabbi Shimon, Lo Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Okay. So how do you know it's not? The Gemara says it doesn't work out like any of the three shitas that we have. So what are the three shitas, and how do we know that none of them could be the Mishnah? So it comes down to this brayso: Chametz bein lifnei zmano, bein la'achar zmano, ovralov. Belav, tochsmana over love belav v'kares divrei Rabbi Yehuda. So the first shita is the chametz before its zman and after its zman. Now before its zman, I mean before its zman and after its zman are all the same. Basically, have Pesach and non-Pesach. What does it mean before the zman and after the zman? So it means before the zman means misheisho tashkafta. Right? Okay. So there's a Zman of Sheishos. That's the time that is there is a Zman that is Mitzuruf to the Pesach. So that's Misheishos Ad Shetechshach. And that's a Lav. And after the Zman, that's Misha over a Pesach, over a Lav, the Lav. So you have a lav if you eat chametz from the sixth hour from chatzos on until the night, and any chametz that was in existence on Pesach will be the law of Acha Pesach, correct? But Toch Samano B'moed is an Isser, is a Chi of Karis. That's Rebbe Yehuda. Okay, so we just mentioned that putting it into some categories over here, in other words, you have a Chometz comes under two or three headings, it would seem, right? Two headings, it would seem. There's Chometz as a violation of the Moed. Thus Rashi says, Toch, the Zman, this is an idea of the Zman of Chometz. So that means say there's a Zman that the Shem Chometz is Nogea to the Zman itself. And it's Chagamatzos, and there's a the essence of matzah is the negation of chimutz. So when a person eats the chametz b'toch zmano, so that's a violation of the chag of the chag pesach. So that's when you have the law of karis. Okay, but it can exist as a malchol asuros before and after. So we see him, it comes under malchol asuros before and after. Okay. That's the way we just so it means it's a lav, a regular lav, but kares is because of the moed of Pesach. So anyway, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds there's the chametz of kares. That's the chametz of the moed, and then you'll have a lav before and after. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Chometz lifnei zmano, ulachas zmano, eino over lo below klump. All right. That means what? It means what it sounds like. That what? That there's no iser before or after. Toch zmano over a lo bikares ubilav. Okay. I would have put it the other way, but fine. Yeah. So lav v'karis is the way he has it before. But so he agrees, of course, with Rabbi Yehuda that chametz is part of the yom of part of the identity of the moed, and a violation of chametz b'moed is Mr. Karis. But he does not have any lav before or after. Okay. Now hold on. Mishoach she'oser ba'achila oser ba'hano'ah. And now the Brisa continues and says, when it is usher from the time it's usher in Achila, it's usher in Hana. Okay. Also on with Tana Kama. So that goes according to the Tana Kama. A little confusing whose statement that is, but doesn't sound like it's the Brisa, but some interpretation of the Brisa, right? Because the Brisa is not done. I guess so, right?
According to everybody, it's just that it's an unnecessary statement.
So, one second. Let's see Rashi. Umisho sheoser b'achila, lifnei. That's where v'ha milsa Rabbi Yehuda karma law kidemefarish. So the brisa ends with. And the Gemara says that statement is reviewed.
Doesn't Rabbi Shimon also hold that whenever it's also about Achilas, also about Ranan, namely the 7 days?
So that's what bothers Tosafot here. So Tosafot says like this: Nira de la Rabbi Shimon, nehi de ein over a love belav the chametz lifnei zmano mode. I'm sorry, eino over a love belav. The chametz lifnei zmano, modehu de'aser ba'achila mishe shows l'mal. So he says it's mashma. It appears according to Rabbi Shimon, it's true. Nehi, I'm sorry. Did I say right? Nami. I said nehi. De'ein over love, beloved. The chametz lifnei zmano. Even though Rabbi Shimon holds there's no love of chametz lifnei zmano, and that's for sure. That's for sure. Nonetheless, he agrees that there's Nisra Achila, Mishesho Salamala. How do you know that? Midarminim Perakama, Ein Sarfin Shuma Torim Hatamea. Mash Mahalavada Sarfin Beshesh. Vimuteris Lecho Yochalenu. So he says, first of all, Rabbi Shimon agrees it would seem, nobody disagrees over there, that you can, that you burn, that you don't burn, you don't put the Tmei and the Torah together. Okay. But it's mashmi, you burn the Torah alone. Otherwise, right? It just says you don't, you're not surfing them together. He says the Rush says the Asvara Tvei the Mikminan Lok Rabbi Shimon Lahach Masnisen. I don't know. I'm not sure. Right. Either Rabbi Shimon. Right. What is the Rush saying? He's on Puff. If he's on Puff, they say it's Rabbi Shimon. So the Chacham of the days, the Gemara says, "Mustaver this version." Okay. Right, how can you burn shum if you're allowed to eat it? V'i muteres le'achol yochalena aralayla. Va'od deka'omar misho she'aser v'achila aser v'ano aser matana kama. And also, the Gemara says, from the time it's aser v'achila, its aser b'hanah is according to the Tana Kama. Michlal de la Rebbe Shimon aser b'achila afal pi she'ein no aser b'hanah. Da'inu achashesh. Obviously, that's a tough deal, but I just mean to say that most Rishonim don't learn the deal because there are other ways to learn this deal. It's not a proof. Well, that's what Rabbi Yossi is Toma al Atzmacha. But anyway, yeah, everybody agrees, right? Rabbi Shimon and Rabbi Yehuda both have Nisra Na on Pesach. Okay. Rabbi Yehuda, that's all that Rabbi Shimon has in terms of Lavin. He has a Lav of Tocha Pesach with Nitzar Kares and Nisra Na. Rabbi Yehuda has La'achar and Lifnei. Right, and Rabbi Yehuda is saying when his Isra Achila starts, even the earliest of the early Achila, in Isra Na is together with it. In other words, it's the don't think that even though it's a separate lav, that's what Rabbi Yehuda's telling you, don't think that even though it's a different lav of Achila as Machlos Asuros, don't think the Isra Na is totally dafka in the Yom HaPesach. That's a din in the even in the Machlos Asuros of comments. Okay. So therefore, he has to tell you that. But Rabbi Shimon doesn't have to tell you that. Okay. But Tosos's argument is that what? To say it's also Matana Kama implies that it's not only that it's necessary for the Tana Kama, but it's true for the Tana Kama. And it's only it doesn't apply to Rabbi Shimon. Okay. So how is that possible? So he's going to comment like this. Two things. That shows you that he has an Isra Achila without an Isra Na. Right? So that's his second indication that there's an Isra Achila without an Isra Achila for Rabbi Shimon. So where does he get it from? Because we didn't do the Gemara yet, but these Gemaras are focused on Lavin. So where did he get it from? So he says, V'nira d'nafgalei mitashbisu u'me'achkolok. So he got the din of he has his Isra Achila from the Aseh of Tashbisu. Now, what does that mean? That he has an Isra Achila from an Aseh of Tashbisu? Does that mean eating chametz is an Isra Aseh? Or is it some bitul Aseh? Or does it mean there's some. Yeah, okay. So he says, Mashma. So the problem is, why can't you eat it, right? I mean, Tashbisu. Well, let's simplify things, right? So Tosis always learns Tashbisu to mean from Chatzos and onward. Certainly over here, he's learning Tashbisu means from Chatzos and onward, there's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. Okay, let's not assume any Bayira, Bayimatzeh, right? So now there's a mitzvah from Chatzos and onward to dispose of your chametz. So why does that mean an Isra Achila? Why can't I eat it, for instance? Just gobble it up before yantha starts. And that's in fact what Balamor holds. Balamor holds that is the mitzvah of Tashbisu. Okay. So Tosfos says, Mashma Tashbisu shelo kederchano. Dahainu achilo. Of Allahasiko tachas tavshilo mutal rebishim. So the Tosfos learns like this, that ach bayomar rishon tashbisus means you must get rid of it not in a way of pleasure. So that is an Isra Hana, Isra Achila. But you're allowed to be a nana from it. You can burn it under your food. You can heat your house with it. So he says that's how Rabbi Shimon understands Tashbisa. Okay. Exactly. Now he says, Vim Toma, we'll come back to that. Vim Toma, Lama Sarfim Bishesh, the Rabbi Shimon. So for Rabbi Shimon, why is there a mitzvah to burn it in the sixth hour? Yasi ken alayla ma'at ma'at tachas tavshilo. Keep using it for firewood all day long. Yesh lomar digazrinan shema yochlanu. So certainly, Ritos's understanding of this asay of Rabbi Shimon is not a doesn't mean burn it immediately. It means mechatzos ve'elach. There's a mitzvah to get rid of it. As long as you get rid of it, you can hang on to it as long as you want. Just got to get rid of it. Right? I mean, you'll say, Mitzvah Bobi Yodacha, Al Tachnitzenu, but there's no like Isser to have it, right? For Rabbi Shimon, it would seem so. Yeah, it's a Dovership Rishuso, right? Well, Tosus doesn't hold Bittul is ever Tashbisi. I mean, could you be mafker it?
Yeah, I'll tell you the last time. It's like you
I mean, what does Rabbi Shimon hold vis-a-vis the Chachamim? And I mean, he's not going to learn the Sreifa, right? We don't see indication Rabbi Shimon holds his daf for the Sreifa. That's a Rabbi Yehuda din, and you're allowed to be a nehneh from it. So you ha it has momentous. Bittul would work. Right. 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 No, it doesn't seem so. He's saying Tashbisu negates a hashbasa. What's he called? Tashbisu implies, you have to define, understand what it means. Shelo kederach hanah. But if you did it with Bittul, why if you mafter it? Why not? V'chein Rabbi Yossi Aglili, v'shari chometz la'asiko tachas tavshilo, haynu hakol biyachad, ova ma'at ma'at lo, shema yochalenu dinistama, isle or la'arbos or bodkin. Okay, whatever. But basically, there's no bayi rabbi masir Shimon, and it sounds like it's purely an assay. The only thing is, he's saying you would be violating the assay if you ate it, because that's not a maisa of tashbisu. Tashbisu is mashma shelo kederach hana. Okay, all right. So while we're on the point, I'm going a little bit out of the order I intended, but she's probably better anyway. So someone mentioned, Aaron mentioned the famous shita of Balamor, right? The Balamor holds that we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. That's a shita. We hold a paskin like Rabbi Shimon, which we do, okay, at least l'achar pesach we paskin like Rabbi Shimon. And therefore he holds really paskin like Rabbi Shimon the whole way through. And he holds that, according to Rabbi Shimon, like Tosfos, there's no love of chametz lifnei mano. The only thing is an asay of tashbisu. Okay, But according to the Balamor, he says there's no reason why you can't eat the chametz from Chatzos Ve'elach. Okay. And he said, he goes even further though. And he says that he says Ein Hashposa Gadol Mizu, something like that. Right. He says right. Right. 1 second. Right. The Hajatanya over Khamishra. I think it's on 14. I just gotta find it. Hold on. But that's his shita. He holds like Rabbi Shimon, and therefore he holds you can eat the chametz mishesha osulamalo. But he says, "Ein hashposa gadol mizu." That is actually the best form of tashbisa. Right. Okay. 1 second. Yeah, no, I'm sorry. It's on Gimel. The bottom one on Gimel in the Rif. Okay. Hadamar of Gidlam Arab. So he takes issue with the Rif because the Rif paskins that if you try to do the Makayash and Isha, Mishay Shal Sulamal, that's no good. So he says the Rif is off base. We pass in the Rif Shimon. And just like Rif Shimon holds, Lachas Man is no Isacham, it's Lifnez Man is no Isacham. And if you can tell me there's an Isra No, he disagrees. He says, there's no Isra no, it's just a mitzvah of Tashbisu. Okay. And he says, it's by the Aleph. It's by that the Aleph from the Ravid. You see five lines down? V'i ochil lei mecha mishay shos l'mal ader. Eina over b'achilaso. She'ein lecho hashboso gedola mizu. So you have a funny machlokas. You have an interesting machlokas. Between Tosfos and the Balamor in defining Rabbi Shimon Shita of Tashbisu, right? They both agree that there's no love. That's Rabbi Shimon. There's no love. And they both agree that there's a mitzvah saseh of Tashbisu. The only thing is Tosfos holds that the Tashbisu implies is mashma. Shalok derech hanah, which is only achila, so you can't be ochel. But he agrees that it'd be heter, there'd be no isra no. And the Baal HaMor says no. On the contrary, this is the best tashbisu. So how do you have a source of machlokas? Either tashbisu is telling you anything but eating, or no, the best thing to do is eating. Right? Funny machlokas, interesting machlokas. Baal HaMor. What's that? Yes, but what does Tosfos mean that it's mashma shaloka derech hanah, which is achila? So that's what we're saying. Though, Tosfos holds that the whole inyan of vayira vayimatze is a chumrah, so to speak, in midaraisa because of lo badili inishmine, right? That's more or less, I think, in the first Tosfos there, right? That's Tosfos' whole shita. That vayira vayimatze is an inyan of or at least is because of it's a chumrah of achilas chametz, and it's different than other machalasuras because we have this attachment to chametz all year long. So lo badili in shemine. So he's learning that according to Rabbi Shimon, that's dafka the mitzvah of tashbisu. That from the zman of chatzos ve'elech, you have a mitzvah to rid your house of it and break your association with it. And negate it as an ochel. So it doesn't matter if you burn it. It doesn't bother him. The tashbisu, the kiyum tashbisu, is to render it a something that you're bodo mine from midin achila. So therefore, it says, it would be impossible to say that the guy's going to be osik in achilas chametz, mechatzos ve'elech, and be mekayim tashbisu. On the contrary, he'd be maintaining that relationship. So it's a hechsher for the zman of the Isra Chametz. It's a hechsher for the. It's like a mitzvah of conditioning for the zman of Vayira Vayimatz. But the Balamor has a different approach. He seems to hold that it's a kiyum to eat it. It's a kiyum to eat it. Okay, what does that mean? Right, I mean, does he really mean that there's a kiyum of achilo, or is just saying that it's as good as that's as good as anything else?
Better be that's being the fire of his own.
Okay, so maybe the Baal HaMor holds like this. Maybe he holds that there's a kiyum, that there's a kiyum of shvisa mechametz, to be tishbos from chametz. That in other words, it's a, there's a, there's a there's a negation from chametz on Pesach. So how do you express the idea of cessation from the chametz? You have to be an ochel, and then you stop. That's the best. Exactly. Yamash tashbisu. Stop from the chametz. So how do I stop from the chametz? Well, I'm ochel till the end, and then I cease my achila. In other words, I'm not turning it into a taboo item. I'm not doing that. I'm saying I have to. How do you rest from eating chametz? You got to eat it, and then you're shoves. So in other words, tashbisu is the chametz as an ochel. It was Rav Tosis' turn is saying tashbisu is a time where you should be koveya the chametz as a nano. And the Baal HaMor says no, it's a din in the gavra that the gavra breaks his, ceases his achilas chametz, not that you have to be koveya during this man the chametz as a nano. So therefore, he says there's no contradiction with mitzvah tashbisu and achila. On the contrary, that's exactly what you're trying to create a gavra who's a shoves from achilas
chametz.
You don't have to, but it's ein tashbisa gedola mizu, because that really exemplifies the concept. Halachically, it's the same. Halachically, it's the same. But philosophically, it's better. So anyway, so but the point is that what? The point is, according to Tosfos, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon does have an Isra Achila, but it's not really an Isra Achila per se. It's just a that would be a bittel of his Asay, or an Isra Asay of his Tashbisa. So it comes out, he can't eat it. But it's not really an Isra Achila per se, right? It's a din of Tashbisu. And the Kiyum Tashbisu, Mitzvah Tashbisu demands or forbids an Achila. That would not be a Tashbisu. But there's no reason, there's nothing wrong with being a Nene. Okay, good. For sure. For sure. He could do Kiddushin with it. Anyway, it has mominous. Right. Now, I'll just tell you, Agavorka, the Ran, and I'd like to get back to this sugya. This is a big sugya over there about what's Rabbi Shimon's, what's the din of Rabbi Shimon. But the Ran seems to hold that once there's a mitzvah of Tashbi, or the Ramban says a very fantastic idea over here on that same riff on Gimel, on Aleph, the one that I was reading where the Baal HaMor says you should eat it. So the Ramban says, this is ridiculous. He says, "Ein zu nachon." That's pretty tame. He says, "She'ein lecha b'torah dover she'tzarach hashpasa u'mutar b'achiva." It's an oxymoron. Can't be. The Torah says, "Get rid of this, destroy it," but it's mutar b'achiva. The fact that the Torah is telling you tashbisu means it's also b'achiva. Almost like Tosos. Yeah, almost, yeah. Sounds like Tosos. Sounds like Tosos. It's a little unclear if you take a look in the Ran, and again, I'd like to try to get to that a little further later. He makes it sound almost like there's a secret lav in there. Like Tashbisu is a response to something. It's not, see, there's a little difference between the way we have to get, I mean, we'll have to see. Because the Tosfos is saying all you have is the Tashbisu, but the Derech of Tashbisu precludes a Derech Achila. If you look at the Lashon, the Ran, more than the Ramban, but the Ran, even the Ramban too, sounds like he's saying if the Torah is telling you to destroy it, it must be its Aser. I'm not sure what kind of a halachic formulation that is in Hanof. But the Baal HaMor holds is completely usher. The Ramban, no. Ramban holds us in the Dreis. Okay, so anyway, yeah, but in terms of the Lavin, so that's what this Gemara is focusing on. So let's go back to this Gemara. So the Gemara says, Rabbi Shimon has no lav before and no lav after. But he has the assay. Tosis said, everyone agrees he has the assay. But the assay doesn't create an Isser Hanah for Tosis. Okay, now, that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. And Rabbi Yossi Aglili is the third possibility for the Mishnah, and he also can't be him. Because Rabbi Yossi Aglili has the shita that he holds, there's no Isser Hanah. Bismano. Okay. There's no Isra no Bismano. Okay. Yeah, there's no Isra no Bismano. Okay, so now the Gemara is like this. Uminayin le'ochel chometz misheshos ulamala shu'ovagulosase. So now the Gemara is analyzing the Bryce. So how do you know that there's an Isser from the sixth hour and on? Shenema lo sochal olav chometz. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda. Okay. So I guess it's a different price. How do you know there's an Isser chometz? Misheshos lemala. Right. So Rabbi Yehuda says, because the pasuk says, lo sochal olav chometz. Right. And olav is mashma shchita, he says. Mishas shchita, dainu misheshos lamal. I guess so. I mean, the braisa was broken up with it. It's a messed up thing because Rabbi Yossi Aglili is not part of that. I don't think that Rabbi Yossi Aglili is here. I don't know. It's confusing what exactly the. anyway, so that's Rabbi Yehuda. Omalo, Rabbi Shimon, and that's the pasuk that the Rambam quotes. Lo sochal olav chometz. Omalo, Rabbi Shimon, v'chi efshar lomar kein, v'lo kvar ne'amar lo sochal olav chometz shivasham tochal olav matzos. So Rabbi Shimon says you can't just take out that one line. Lo sochal olav chometz. That's the whole pasuk continues with the achilas matzah. Okay, so what does it mean? Lo sochal olav. What's the hekesh basically with the way is Rabbi Shimon's kasha? What's the continuity of the beginning of the pasuk to the end of the pasuk? So he says what it really means is lo sochal chametz bishah sheyesh bikum. Okay, so that's Rabbi Shimon. So he says that pasuk, you can't say that pasuk is to teach me a lav, a separate lav of before the of lifnei zmano, because you need that pasuk to tell you that the Isra achilas chometz starts with the mitzvah achilas matzah. Now, what's his hava mean? Why does he have a hava mean that it wouldn't? Why does Rabbi Shimon need a pasuk to tell you when the Isra chametz starts? Not clear. Okay. Yeah. Right. So, well, we'll see. That's the Rambam. Yeah, you mean Bishah. He means Bishah she'ena b'kum echol matzah. He mean right. He doesn't mean the rest of the matzah. True.
Oh, but what is Allah? What's the word Allah as a pronoun? So Rabbi Yehuda holds that that means Allah.
We'll see. We'll see. The Ran deals with all these problems. We're just going to go through it quickly because you guys really did a little bit, and we'll just get the basic points. So let's just go. Let's just finish up the shot. So that's Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon. They're arguing about lo sochal olav. Rabbi Yehuda is saying it's talking about the zman shchivas haPesach, mishas shchivas haPesach, and Rabbi Shimon says no. It's related, it's teaching you, on the contrary, that achilas, that the Isser Chametz is totally on the Zman of the Mitzvahs Matzah. Now, so that's like a separate discussion here. Now, the Gemara says again, my time with Rabbi Yehuda. It's like a very choppy, price analysis. So what's the reasoning for Rebbe Yehuda? I mean, we just got the reasoning for Rebbe Yehuda. The only thing is, we don't know anything about, no one said a word about Rebbe Yehuda's Achaz Manah. All we said is Rebbe Yehuda's Lifnei Zmanah. So now everyone wants to know, where does he get the three Zmanim from? Okay, so he says, because there are three Psukim. Lo ye'ochel chametz. That's one. V'chol machmetes lo sofelu. Two. And lo sochol olav chametz. That's the one we just mentioned. Chad lifnei zmano, v'chad la'achaz mano, v'chad la'toch zmano. So each one is for a different zman. The Rebbe Shimon, chad la'toch zmano. That's one. The So kol machmetzis is not extra. He needs that to teach you that if it's if something else causes it to become chametz, and it doesn't mean sor, something else like shimrei yayin and something like that, that also is considered chametz. Okay. That's kol machmetzes. And what about the third pasuk of lo ye ochel? Miboyle, look at the tiny Rabbi Yosef Lili. Omer, minayin, the pasuk of Sarayin, shein chi mutu noegel yom echad, tam alomer, lo ye ochel chameitz, v'samach le hayom atem yotzim. Okay, so, again, for Rabbi Shimon, we have what? He basically, the Gemara is saying that there are three psukim. Rabbi Yehuda says each one is telling you a different zman, and Rabbi Shimon says no. One of them is for the main show. That's toch zmano. One of them is to teach you a riboy of me'elav. That's kol machmetzes, and lo ye'ochel is a totally different drasha. It's a non-halachic statement. It's not halacha l'doros. It's just teaching you something about Pesach Mitzrayim. And how do you know that it's talking about Pesach Mitzrayim? Because right after it says lo ye'ochel chametz, it's hayom atem yotzim. Okay. Now, so we have to balance the ledger, right? So we got Rabbi Shimon is learning two things from these psukim that Rabbi Yehuda already used for different zmanim. So where is Rabbi Yehuda getting these dinim from? So, mach mas dovrach eminolei for Rabbi Yehuda, that's midafki rachmanav lashon. So, it didn't have to say for the zman, it didn't have to say lashon machmetzes. So, you can learn two things from that.
Just repeat it.
Right. 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 Which kind of begs the question. So, how could the Torah have expressed it? No, if it wanted to teach you chametz may just something, just chametz midorah.
Right.
Anyway, okay. So anyway, but we'll see. And what about Rabbi Yossi Aglizdin then? So this is strange. I mean, so either it means that he'll learn smichus, meaning to say, lo ye ochel chametz is the din of Isra, of the third Isra, of the third Isra. That's the Isra L'Achaz Mano. And then the fact that that halacha, that mitzvah is next to another pasuk, teaches you a second idea. Okay? Right. Whereas Rabbi Yossi Aglili is saying the whole limud is the smichus parshas, is the smichus. So that's why the Rush says, we don't hold like Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Because we don't say a pasuk is just to be some is just so we don't say the whole pshat is just the smichus. Right.
It's two separate. It's like
That's right. You have to learn each pasuk on its own, and then be dorish the smichus, as opposed to saying we'll read it like one thing, right? So, or he doesn't hold from smuchim in except for in dvarim. Okay, so either he has what Rabbi Yossi Aglili's din another way, or he doesn't hold from Rabbi Yossi Aglili's din. And who has to hold from Rabbi Yossi
Aglili's din?
I don't know.
It's history.
Isn't there a mission talking about this fire?
Yeah.
Only the important stuff.
Right. So, right. Yeah, what was Rabbi Yossi's din? Minayim the Pesach Chaim Shalom Nogu Bo Isra Chomets Ela Yom Echad, right? Okay, anyway. So that is that. That's Smichus. Yeah. Okay, so we're doing it over the other, but the Ran breaks it down very nicely. In other words, he says like this. It's just an interesting, it's a very nice Ran. It shows you how to learn the Gemara nicely. So the Ran says like this. Not in the back. So he says, Tamiyali, Amaika Omar Uminayin. Okay, this was a minor point. In other words, why does the Gemara, if you go through the flow, the Gemara only asks initially about Lifnei's Mano. But Rabbi Huda has Lifnei's Mano and Lachas Mano. Okay, so he says, Nir Li, the Inachanami, El Debay Lameimar, Lifnei's Mano, Meiza Shah, Hu Masko. So one answer is just simple pshat. The Gemara wants to know, how does Rabbi Yehuda know when the Lifnei Zmano starts? So that's from Lo Sishcha, I'm sorry, that's from Lo Sochal Olav Chometz. If it wasn't for Lo Sochal Olav Chometz, how would you know when Zman is to start? So there has to be some relation, something that's fixing the Zman of the Lifnei Zmano. L'Achas Zmano doesn't have to have a Zman, because as long as it was on Pesach, forever long it exists, it's also, right? And the Zman is the Zman. But how do you know when what's the Lifnei Zman? So that's the one that needed to define, so to speak. In other words, it's more of a minayin that it's Mishay shows. Right? But then he says no. Or you could say that really, and you have to understand the question. The question is, if there are three Zmanim in Rabbi Yehuda, why is the Gemara only asking about one? Right? So the first answer is, well, that's the one that's unclear how when it starts. The second answer is no. That really, the ilav Allah olav have a mukmin and lay letzlas olavi letoch zman of olav olav b'shlosh olavi. That in fact, the Gemara really wants to know that all three zmanim. How do you know that these three psukim are not simply repetitive? Maybe it's just three lavin on Pesach, right? So he says. And that would mean there's only one Zman, right? So he says, Oval hash the golilon bechad lav da alifne zmana misukam memela hanach tre chad letoch zmana vechad la'acha zmana. So it means like this. Really, really the Gemara is trying to explain, how does Rabbi Yehuda, where does he get the license to take these psukim and create new Zmana Yisr, as opposed to just saying it's three lavin in the same Zman. So he says, from the fact that I can prove one of them is before this, is not on Pesach, Memela, the other one, is also not on Pesach. Interesting. So it means like this. Either they're going to be the same, either Chometz exists simply as a violation of the Chag HaMatzos itself, right, or it can also have an extension of Machol Sesuros. So it seems that he wouldn't be justified to take it out of the plain meaning of an Isser of Pesach, unless he has a proof, one pasuk that proves that it is. So Lo Sochal Olav Chometz, the way he learns it is the Zman HaPesach. So therefore, it doesn't make sense now to say, or at least, and this is the interesting point. He makes a deduction now. He says, so therefore, it's mistava that the other one is also not a repetition. And now there are three zmanim. Now that's an interesting point, because his havamina was maybe all three are just repetitions, and it's the overlove. Gimel Lavin, B'soch Hazmano. So So it's true, Yishon one is Lifnei, but then all he says is, Memela Hanach Tre, Chad the Toch's Mano, Vakad Lachas Mano.
They're busting like almost get that after the back support to his phone. What would he think if there were only two reserve him?
So, right, so it's Mustafa that you don't want to. It's Mustafa. In other words, what is the. Answer your question. What's that? Yes. Okay, so he addresses that slightly. He addresses it maybe not perfectly the way you're asking it, but let's just finish up your side. He says, Ulu Rabbi Shimon, the Ran says, Havi Ipcha. It's the opposite. Okay, the Igal Medak Shivas Yomim Tocho Alav Matzos L'Rabbi Shimon Lomale. So that's the question that we raised in the beginning. You could argue, you could say like this: why does Rabbi Shimon? For Rabbi Shimon, what do I need a pasuk at all to tell me eat mat the nisr chametz from the nighttime? What do I need that the lima for? Da hanu tlas lavi de Rabbi Yehuda masrechinan lehu aliva de Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon holds you need, there aren't extra psukim, right? You need the other pasuk of machmetz he holds for chametz machmas dovrache, right? So you have one pasuk for the zman. That has to be one pasuk. He has another need for, right? For the chum, for mas machem stover acher. So what do I need? So according to him, shekain leisle lave delifnei zmano. So what is that pasuk doing for Rabbi Shimon? The pasuk that tells you lo sochol olav chametz shivas yom tochol olav matzos. What is it? What is he using it for? In other words, what does the Torah need to tell you that? Just drop out that lo socho level altogether. Yeah. No. No, his primary lav is lo yeochel. He's saying no, then that wouldn't be good then. No, Rabbi Shimon says what? I'm sorry, all right. His main one is which one? Rabbi Shimon chad the tov zmano, right, v'chol machmetzes, right, but no, but what does he need the smithas for? What does he need the second half of the puzzle for?
That's the problem.
That's the problem, right? Right. When else would it be? How long ago? Yeah, he says, Rabbi Shimon, ha'ipcha, di'ikah le'medak, shivas yom tochel of masas Rabbi Shimon lamalei. Right? What does he need, the qualification of shivas yom tochel of matzos? And it doesn't mean, it means from when you start, right? The Gemara is saying, the Gemara for Rabbi Shimon, he says, b'sha'ash yesh bo b'kumach o matzos yesh no l'pal b'chachon. Well, when else would it be? I mean, if you only have one lav of achilas chametz, when is that going to be? It's going to be during Chag HaMatzos. There's no question. No, you don't need any. So he says, No. He says the pasuk is not talking about Pesach at all. It's talking about Matzos. It's talking about, but one second. But here's the question though: is there a havamina for Rabbi Shimon that there'd be an Isser Chametz earlier than the nighttime?
If you didn't have the Rishus Yom
War, right? So that's his question then. He says, then there'd be what? You'd be chayav kares from before?
Wouldn't have a pasuk that tells you not to eat it on the seventh day. You're telling me that the answer would only be now.
Right.
Both the fellow comes, but not naturally talk about the korban mitzvah. Like there was no other pasuk.
Give us Yom Tov love matzos. Yes, right. So he's saying it's so the second half of the pasuk is telling you what?
It's just another pasuk.
I don't know if it's talking about the Pesach Kohen Rabbi Shimon.
Why can't you have a pasuk telling you to bring korban stuff, and then another pasuk telling you not to bring korban stuff?
Right.
Let's
take a look at, like, for instance, the Rashi Lakova Chova, right? Because the Gemara then tries to again go through what does Rabbi Yehuda. Take a look further in the Gemara. Let's go a little further in the Gemara. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Shimon has a good kash on Rabbi Yehuda. See the Gemara. Okay, so the Gemara says, Rabbi Yehuda, Shapik Amalei Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon's question is very good. Rabbi Yehuda, Amalei Chahu Lekova Chova Afilu Bizman Hazeh, Huda Aso. Meaning what? Hai Shivas Yomim Tochol Olav Matzos. Lavla kushi isa chomets le mitzvah achilas matzo also ella kushi olav matzo las horas chomets le kvo achilas matzo chovo le doros pols manchu muzer ala chomets vafilu bizman azeh now bizman shein pesa the lo tema matzo zmoni kulu ksiv yi ke pesa mechayv achila matzo yi lo lo so in other words Rabbi Yehuda says how do you know that what? How do you know that there's an Isser? How do you know there's a mitzvah matzah when there's an Isser bismanata? So he says he gets that from the Hekish. So he learns lo sochol olav chametz, that's independent. That's the Pesach. That's Sha'as Shechitas HaPesach. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Right, Shas iser Pesach, Shas vichas Pesach, iser chametz. Then it says Shivas Yom Tochol Olav Matzos means that it means when you have an iser chametz, you also have an iser matzah. You have a mitzvah matzah. Is what? No, it's the Shivas Yom. It's the Shivas Yom, no? No, it's just like Kushi Achilas Matzah Las Horas Chametz.
How do you know that the Horas Chametz
is I don't know if he's learning it on the Pesach. I don't know if he's learning it on the Chametz of the Dafka, on the Chametz of the Lufnus Marit.
And that is the
I don't need right. Well, right. So that's a davar parsha for some reason that the Azharas chametz. He says calls manchu muzer al chametz vafilu bizman she'ein pesach. Yeah, but there's a difference because al matzos umarorim yochluhu sounds like the whole achilas matzah is totally on the pesach like morers. So without the maror, without the Pesach, there's no maror. Without the Pesach, there's no matzah. So how do you know there's matzah bizman hazeh? So he has to get that from a hekesh. This pasuk is a hekesh. I honestly don't think. Yeah. Yes. Correct. No one argues on that. No one argues on that. That the Pesach, that the Isser, that the Isser Chametz is Lidoros, even Bizman Shein Pesach. Right, and Rabbi Shimon gets it from mi ba'erav tochlu matzah, by erav tochlu matzos. So in other words, so for Rabbi Shimon, this pasuk is telling you a hekesh to the iser chametz, right, from the zman of achilas matzah. And therefore, how do you know that bisman? How do you know that there's a mitzvah achilas? How do you know there's a mitzvah achilas matzah? Bisman is there. That he needs another pasuk for. Rabbi Shimon.
Maybe he learns that from Shivas Yomim.
He learns from Shivas Yomim In other words, for Rabbi Yehuda, the pasuk of Lo Socha Olav Chametz tells you two things. It tells you an Isser of Chametz that you didn't know about because that was an Isser Lifnei Zmano. That's Olav. And then it attaches the mitzvahs matzah, Shivas Yom Tochel Olav Matzos, which is really strange because that just sounds like Stam. Doesn't sound like that. But it means to say, just like the mitzvahs Chametz is Ledoros, so to the mitzvahs matzahs ledoros, right? But for Rabbi Shimon, you can't learn a mitzvah ledoros from this pasuk. Why? Because for Rabbi Shimon, all it's telling you over here is the mitzvah, the shivas yom tochel of matzahs is not for the matzahs; it's for the chametz. How do I know when the chametz starts? It starts at night when the matzah starts. Now, of course, for him, it's going to be very important that matzah is a mitzvah d'avos. But that he learns from somewhere else. But the point is, again, that I was trying to get back to is that, and this I think is what the Ron is trying to make the diak on. He says, why does Rabbi Shimon Shivas Yom Tochel of Masel Rabbi Shimon Lamale? Why do I really need the pasuk to tell me that from the nighttime is the time where the Zman Chametz starts? I leave Rabbi Shimon Kedisa. I'm sorry. The Hahanu Tlasa Lave. No, it's, let's put it this way. He's saying naturally all the Zmanim would be the same. And naturally, all the Lavan of Pesach would naturally identify the Zman of Pesach. Naturally, any Lav of Chametz is going to be B'toch Zmanah. You don't need any Chiddush to tell you that the Isser Chametz, the Pesach just says, Lo Sochal Chametz, Chametz Lo Ye'achem. You wouldn't have to say, well, when? Circus time? So it's obviously B'toch Zmanah. Okay? So for Rabbi Yehuda, he has three Pesachim. So even those three would be sochman. So it's only because he can prove to you that one starts before, that he has the right to distribute the other one after. But now the Ron is saying, but what about Rabbi Shimon? He holds that kol machmetzis is used for something else, right? And lemaisa, he holds the isurim only bismana. So what do you need? Lo socha. What do you need the pasuk? His main pasuk of Zmano. What do you need that to be specifically associated with the Zmana Pesach? With Zmano, it should naturally be Zmano. What do you need a proof that it's Zmano and not Lifnei Zmano? If you have one pasuk, it's got to be primarily Zmano, and apparently you need a new pasuk to pull it Lifnei Zmano. So he only has one pasuk. So why would he need the pasuk to tell you when it is? So that's the Ron's, that's the sharp point of this Ron. He says, Istrich Mishum de Ilav de Golilon Krod de Bisha'as She'ena Bukum Echomatza Eno Bato Chomitz, Havamachmin Chad Lav Lilifnez Mano, Kaven de Ksiv Bey Mitzvah Hashbasa. So in other words, he's saying, if Rabbi Shimon, there are these three psukim. And if one of the psukim I could prove to you was lifnei zmano, then I'm sorry. If I didn't have a proof that, let's say Rabbi Shimon has three psukim. Okay, so let's say one of them he needs for tashbis, for hashbasa, for machmas tovrach. But how does he know how to learn the other two? So he's saying that Rabbi Shimon himself was unsure how to learn the other two, and he recognized the possibility that one could have been lifnei zmano or not. So he's saying the fact that the pasuk put them together is how he knew. Is the pasuk basically telling you no? There's only an iser of zmano, because if it wasn't for that, if it wasn't for the hekesh, he wouldn't. He too wouldn't. Wouldn't double up the Zman.
Yes, that's about that.
Right.
But maybe there's a lot there too.
In other words, what he's saying is that the point of Rabbi Shimon has to demonstrate how you know that it is, how do you know that it's, how do you know to find another reason for that other puzzle? How do you know that that other pasuk can't be telling you lifnei zmano? Now it's basically Rav Shimon saying this pasuk is precluding any other zman. But if it wasn't for the fact that it precludes the other any other zman, if you just said shivas yom, if you just said lo socha olav chametz, and he says, well, olav is mashma, and he didn't have anything telling you which zman it was, so he's saying, well, maybe therefore he would have said, okay, the other pasuk of Kol Machmetzes or Lo Ye'ochel, maybe those are going on different zmanim. How does he know they're not? Right. No, he's saying the other pasuk. How do you know the other pasuk? Because this one is defining when chametz starts. This is not just telling you there is an iser on matzah on Pesach. It's telling you b'sha'a she'eino b'kumecho matzah eino b'bal tocha chametz. B'sha'a she'yeshno b'kumecho matzah yeshno b'bal tocha chametz. As he says di'i lav di'goli lon kra. The b'sha'a she'eino b'kumecho matzah eino b'bal tocha chametz havamukmin chad lav b'lifnei zmano. So he had two other lavin. He had to find reasons for them. So he said, oh, this must be machmas davaracha. This must be to teach you ladoros. How does he know those other two psukim have to be used for other things? Because we don't know. So basically, it goes like this: we don't want. Let's think it over a little bit. Let's think of it. You understand what I'm saying? But the Ron is important in terms of drasha.
He's not posing that original.
No, correct.
Say,
Correct.
that's good as well.
Correct.
The latter is about how he doesn't have that tomorrow.
Correct. That's right. So that's very interesting. He's saying Rabbi Yehuda took one. Rabbi Yehuda went from one gilui, from the fact that it's lifnei zmano to aches zmano, right? And he says, and Rabbi Shimon conceptually, were it not for the fact that the Torah precluded lifnei zmano, he would have used one of the other psukim for lifnei zmano, but he never would have gone to aches zmano. That's interesting.
Use Kol for the same thing before. Then Lo Ye'ochel,
But it's
so
all
that
right.
Rabbi
It's almost
Shimon
like though,
maybe.
if you have three psukim that are repeating itself, right? So it's like you're in a conceptually, you're in an interesting position. It's not. It is conceptually better to have different applications for each pasuk. But it is also analytically unjustified. For that reason alone, it's not justified to posit.
Right. Thank you so much. You know that.
Right. Right. True. But there has to be some conceptual basis. There has to be some conceptual basis to break it from its from the claim shot. Right. Not mistavid have an issue outside of the Pesach when it's nisr, when the whole thing is the Chag of Pesach and matzos, but it's also not mistavid to say the Torah is just repeating things. But if you're stuck, you're stuck. So you have to say, well. So I'm saying conceptually, repetition is bad. No one wants repetition conceptually. Conceptually, it's preferable to have different applications. But in terms of drasha, you can't say because it's preferable, that's why, that's how I know it's right. So the minute I see that there's no repetition on one, apparently Rabbi Yehuda says, well, that's all the justification you need. But Rabbi Shimon says, no. He says that you can only go to the one where there's a hochacha, that there's an extra zman. If the Torah already defined another zman, that's one thing. But just because, right?
Yeah.
And that's what I was asking before. That's how you can get machmetzas to be not another zman, right? In other words, for Rabbi Shimon, that's exactly what the Torah is doing. As long as it doesn't define another zman and it tells you machmetzas, you have no right to create another zman based on that, you know? All right, let's continue tomorrow. We know there.